Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Issues of the day. The sun keeps shining and the combines keep moving, although these corn yields are not as exciting as we had hoped. President Obama's words keep echoing in my ears, pass this jobs bill right now. Well, that's not going to happen. Even the Democrats in the Senate are against it. Three free trade agreements that have been sitting on the president's desk for years have been sent to the Congress for a vote, and if approved, they can mean billions of dollars in exports and thousands of new jobs. I wasn't sure we would ever see them set up for a vote. Thank you, Mr. President. And we don't have any good intelligence on whether the special committee working on a deficit reduction plan is making any real progress. Their reporting date is just before Thanksgiving, and with the election only a little more than a year away, politics dominate everything in this town. It'll be a miracle if they can get anything done. And I know it's not on everybody's radar screen, but we have a chance to improve our energy security by a wide margin. And one obvious thing we can do, of course, is to drill for more of our own oil. Drill, baby, drill. But an even easier decision would be to get more oil from Canada. Canada is our number one supplier now. Not Saudi Arabia, not Venezuela. Our number one supplier is our friend and next door neighbor. The third largest petroleum reserve in the world is right next door. All we have to do is approve the Keystone XL pipeline to bring oil from Alberta, Canada, to us. Our State Department says there would be no significant negative environmental impact from the pipeline. It could mean 13,000 new American jobs, 100,000 added jobs during the construction. Now, is it any surprise environmentalists are fighting against the pipeline? Reports say they have Hollywood celebrities running to the White House trying to stop the pipeline. Well, if approved, the line will run from Alberta, Canada, to Texas, cutting across seven states. The fact is, the Keystone XL oil sands project will be developed. The only question is, who will get the oil? Come on, Mr. President, we need oil, we need jobs, pull the trigger. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.